This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Louis Belcour.
The Canadian Coast Guard's seasonally operated inshore rescue boat stations in British Columbia have reopened this year on May 20th, 2022. Four stations will be operational again, including one in Cortez Bay. I spoke with the deputy superintendent to get more information on the service.
Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, sir?
My name's Trent Tabor. I work for the Canadian Coast Guard Search and Rescue Program. I'm the deputy superintendent of the search and rescue program in the Western Region, and I've been involved with the inshore rescue boat program for about 7 years now.
Tell me about the inshore rescue boat program that's now popping up again here on Cortez for the 2022 season.
This is our 50th year of providing seasonal supplementary search and rescue stations in areas of need on the coast. So typically places of high traffic during summer months will stand up an inshore rescue boat station to deal with the incidents occurring in the area. The national program in this region, we have four stations at Santula, Kelsey Bay, Nootka Sound, and Cortez Bay. So this is a 24-hour, 7 days a week inshore rescue boat station that primary concern is to respond to marine incidents.
What would their duties and responsibilities be in responding to our local area?
Yeah, so they're a 24/7 search and rescue asset. So basically kind of like a fire department in a big city. They're on call for 2 weeks at a time, and then they swap out with another crew and tasked by the Joint Rescue Coordination Center based out of Victoria. So their main priority is marine distress in the area, but they can also help out with other emergencies, such as what we deem a humanitarian tasking, so something taking place on land that the province is unable to get to or we're better suited to respond to, or maybe an environmental incident or a vessel of concern as well. So these stations are three-person crews, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. They're there for the whole summer. And this is actually the 50th anniversary of this program, I should mention. So that's been running for quite a while.
How can one call for help to their local Coast Guard?
It's a great question. So the Joint Rescue Coordination Center in Victoria is connected to pretty much anywhere that you can report a distress. But the route that we advise all mariners to use is calling #727 on their phone or channel 16 on their VHF radio. So those two routes will get you in touch the fastest with the search mission coordinators at JRCC. We'll be able to task a resource to come help you.
Give me some examples of how to determine that it is time to call the Coast Guard.
Yeah, so we use the definition of a search rescue incident as whenever there's a risk to human life. So for some people that might be different. Experienced mariners might be quite comfortable in bad conditions where a recreational boater might be less so. There's a bit of a sliding scale there, but I would urge anybody who thinks there's a risk to human life on scene to get in touch with JRCC or MCTS. That's the radio station, and let them know what's going on. And typically we'll try to help out or guide people through the situation to a point where that risk to human life doesn't exist anymore.
Is there any tried and true tips to just avoiding getting in a rough situation right from the get-go?
From my experience working out of Cortez and being in desolation, obviously there's a tremendous amount of beautiful places to go, but understanding what weather is coming is pretty important. So if you want to stay out of a bad spot, then definitely having a good hard look at the weather and using the resources available online to do that is number one. Number two, I've talked about how the search and rescue system is pretty integrated at different levels, but unless we know there's an issue, we can't really help people. So a good VHF radio will be the best method when you're outside of cell phone service to get in touch with help. And then finally, filing a sail plan. So making sure people understand where you're going before you depart and give them an estimated time that you'll be away. A lot of our most frustrating searches happen when we have not a very high degree of certainty where people are or how long they've been away. Filing an accurate sail plan with someone on shore is really important, and wearing a life jacket is pretty basic, but it's a good reminder for everyone it might be the difference between living and dying if you end up in the water.
Is there some things that the Coast Guard are enabled to do and some things that the Coast Guard, say the people working at the local inshore rescue boat station, is there some things that they're not authorized to do and it would have to go to a different faculty of emergency services?
Yeah, it depends a lot on the situation. And we work pretty closely with a lot of these partners and typically try to support each other however we can to save lives and make sure everyone gets home. The primary focus of the inshore rescue boat station in Cortez Bay is search and rescue. They might be used to go look at an environmental incident or something of that nature, but typically they'd just be there and observe, record, and report. So they'll be focusing on search and rescue mostly, and not on kind of some of our secondary objectives that the Coast Guard does.
Say I require the Coast Guard's services and you assist in rescuing me. Does this cost anything or is this covered by the taxpayers?
Yeah, it's a question we get quite often. This is a public service. So search and rescue services in Canada are provided to the public free of charge.
Good to know that for most situations, the service is free of charge and you shouldn't fear calling the Coast Guard out of fear of a big bill. Tell me about the job opportunities you all are giving to university students.
Yes, one of the ways that the Inshore Rescue Boat Program is staffed is with federal student work experience program applicants. So every year applicants apply and there's some requirements through that FSWEP program that they have to meet. Once they meet those criteria, we get to interview them, and then they go through some intensive training. It takes place in Banfield, British Columbia, preparing them for the season, and then they'll work at our inshore rescue boat stations through the summer. So it's a pretty cool opportunity to get some great training and some great experience doing first response work. The training is, like I said, pretty intensive, and provides them with the foundation they need to work in one of these crews. And typically we'll have crew members coming back each year. And so the level of experience and capability on some of our crews is quite high.
Are there tickets and training provided free of charge if you get through the hiring process?
Yeah, but they're all Coast Guard specific. So our rigid hull inflatable operator training, basically driving Zodiac rigid hull inflatable boats, is provided to most of our crew members. Marine advanced first aid is provided to crew members, and then search and rescue specific training. So there's definitely a lot of skills in there that apply to other careers, but most of the certifications are specific to the Coast Guard.
So you said earlier this marks 50 years of inshore rescue boat stations working along our coastline here. Will we expect another 50 years and any changes to the service moving forward?
Yeah, so we're always looking at ways to improve the search and rescue system and better our response times. That the seasonal asset that inshore rescue boats provide has been critical in our region this year, with tourism probably returning a bit higher than years past. We expect it to be a busy year out of Cortez Bay and in Desolation Sound. Cortez is one of our oldest stations that we have in IRB across the country. It's a rock for us, and I'm sure we'll be back for years to come. We've enjoyed such a great relationship with the locals, both our hosts, Jane and Rankin Smith in the past, and now Nanda and Sadhu off folks. So we feel like it, even though we're only there for the summer, it really is a home for Coast Guard operations in the area. And we hope to be there for a long time in the future.
Louis Belcour, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.